Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Catch us online at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Firstly, in the superannuation sector, we have seen substantial shifts recently. An alarming report from ASFA reveals that legislative changes have resulted in a 36% decrease in Australians who hold life insurance through superannuation funds. This dramatic change has meant that 5,000 fewer death benefit claims were made, resulting in a loss of $655 million in 2022-23. This is a significant change and affects millions of policyholders, their families, and the broader economy. Moving on to legal updates, financial influencer Kanna Campbell, co-host of a popular podcast, suffered a setback in a recent trademark dispute. Melbourne accountant and entrepreneur Rondalyn Korolak claimed victory, with the court ordering Campbell to pay almost $114,000 for infringing upon her trademark. Importantly, this case is sparking discussions within the financial advisory community about the critical need for maintaining ethical standards in business practices. Meanwhile, in healthcare, insurance provider Medibank faced a legal hurdle as the federal court denied its request for an injunction against an ongoing data breach investigation by the Australian Information Commissioner. This denial is a signal to corporations. The judicial system maintains a strong commitment to holding organizations accountable for privacy issues while ensuring the integrity of legal procedures is not compromised by attempts to halt ongoing investigations. Lastly, in banking news, the Banking Code Compliance Committee has reported a startling 40% increase in the number of banks violating financial hardship protocols this year. These misdemeanors range from undue delays in granting hardship aid to continuing collection efforts, and even to serious human error and process failures. This situation has led to significant customer losses and heightened pressure on banks to regain consumer trust. That wraps up our news for today, Wednesday, February 28, 2024. Thank you for joining me on this daily tour of Australia's financial landscape. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, reminding you to stay informed, stay invested, and stay secure.